This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome to Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. On today's show, we'll take a closer look at the men's and women's squash teams as they open their Ivy League seasons this weekend with home matches against both Dartmouth and Harvard. A little bit more on them in a bit. First, a reminder, you can subscribe to TigerCast by searching Princeton Tigers on either iTunes or your favorite podcast app. We will have weekly episodes of TigerCast as well as any other podcast from the Princeton Athletic Department will be downloaded directly to your phone. Let's look at what's coming up this weekend. A lot of events going on. This is it before, you know, that kind of extended finals break. So, you know, last weekend for, league play for, you know, the hockey and basketball types, and then a few other events going on. Quick look. Let's start. Actually, tonight, Thursday, the men's volleyball team makes its home debut, taking on North Greenville. On Friday, the final home women's swim meet of the illustrious career of Susan Teeter, as well as senior day for the Tigers. They take on Villanova at 3:30. Men's and women's basketball, men's and women's hockey. Interesting weekend. Rare home Ivy League doubleheaders for basketball. Both the women and men will take on Brown at 5:30 for the women, 8 o'clock for the men. Those games on the Ivy Digital Network. Women's ice hockey at Cornell. Men's ice hockey home against Cornell. That's always a huge draw for the Tigers. That also, of course, on the Ivy League Digital Network. There's both the women starting at 6 in Ithaca, the men starting at 7. On Saturday, a lot going on. Go to the Ivy League Digital Network. We'll hit on the basketball and hockey games. Women at Colgate, men hosting Colgate, 7 p.m., Women taking on Yale at 5:30 on the Ivy League Digital Network. And then the men taking on the reigning Ivy League champion, Yale Bulldogs, at 8 o'clock. That's on the Ivy League Digital Network and on ESPN3. As I mentioned, go to GoPrincetonTigers.com for a full schedule. Follow PU Tigers for updates throughout the weekend. All right, let's start with our looks at the squash teams. The men and women, as I mentioned, in action this weekend. Both will take on Dartmouth and Harvard. Same schedule both days. 12 o'clock start for the women. 2:30 start for the men, a little later if the women's match extends that far. Three courts they'll play, I believe, and all courts will be streamed on the Ivy League Digital Network. We'll start with the women, and we're going to talk to the senior standout, the All-American, Maria Elena Ubina. She is, she's been an absolute anchor in the lineup basically since the day she walked on campus. She's been a first-team All-American. She kind of, you know, has created one of the top 1-2 punches in the country with Olivia Fechter. It's been that way now for 3 years, and, Maria Elena has been a... She came in as, you know, a highly touted recruit. And sometimes, it can be tough. You come in with that level of expectation, but she has more than lived up to it. As I mentioned, being a top 10 player. But now, now a leader on a team that has a lot of youth. A couple of freshmen and a number of sophomores playing in the varsity lineup and a team that will have the opportunity now to fly under the radar for a while. You know, you make no mistake, Harvard will be the heavy favorite this year for both the Ivy title and the national team title and nationals this year coming back to Jadwin. But this is a talented Princeton team that, has the strong 1-2 punch at the top and then has real depth, when you go 3 through 9, and especially at the bottom of the lineup where, Gail Ramsey's teams have historically been really strong. Some of those national championship teams late in the last decade, you weren't getting anything off of them through, 6 through 9, and that's what made those teams powerful. And I think that could be the strength of these teams as well. you know, how they measure up against Harvard this weekend will be a good test and certainly a measuring stick for where they need to get to. Maria Elena has been dealing with injuries all season. She's played one varsity match. Should be good to go this weekend, and then you kind of cross your fingers and hope. But certainly for her, you'd love nothing more than to get her to see her play, you know, a full, at least the second half of her senior year one more time through the Ivy League, and then obviously through the Howe Cup. Let's hear now from Maria Elena Ubina.
Maria Elena, you have a big weekend coming up. I want to get to that, but you know, you've had such an impressive career here, and coming in, did you have any questions about kind of what collegiate squash would be like and how you'd be able to handle it? And were you impressed that freshman year of how much success you were able to have and how quickly you had it?
Yeah, well, coming in, I really wasn't sure what to expect, but I was met like freshman year with an incredible team and Gail, and everyone was just so supportive, and I was really able to cultivate my squash to excel on the team and individually, and it was just probably mostly because of the team that was there during practice, out of practice, and everyone just really supporting me.
These last 3 years, you've had Olivia Fechter right there with you at the top of the lineup. When you have somebody at that level, you know, the level you are, that you can train with day by day. I mean, there are elite players, obviously, at a number of schools, but to have one that you can train with day by day, like, how much do you think you have improved each other's games over these 3 years?
Yeah, it's been incredible to having Liv on the team because we just push each other, and it's been so great because we know each other's games so well, and we've been playing with each other since we were 10. We are so lucky to get her here at Princeton, and it's been great. She's usually been on top of me in the ladder, but we push each other in practice, you know, just throughout to even out our game completely and be able to work on our finesse, and we kind of know what we need to, like, better our games. So it's been great to have her. And then just as a moral support, we coach each other during the matches, and it's been really great because she knows my game so well. So in the toughest matches, she's there supporting me, coaching me, and telling me exactly where I need to hit the ball and what I need, especially mentally. She helps me a lot, just stay focused, not get frustrated. And hopefully I do the same for her because I do know her game pretty well and where she struggles and where she excels. So
you're now one of the senior leaders on this team. I mean, you've been a part of the program now for so long, but, you know, for a while you were one of the young, you know, stars up at the top of the lineup. But now kind of in that leadership role, especially with a lot of, you know, pretty talented young players who, you know, are really represent as much the present but also the future of the program, how much do you enjoy that position of kind of like helping out and being that mentor to some younger players who are going to play a key role this season?
Well, I love getting to know the younger girls. I really think that this team, it's so small that we're like a family, so that even when I was younger, the older girls were like mothers to me. I had never been away from home, and I just relied on them to show me the way. So I hope that I could somewhat be like that and also be their friend and mentor, and whenever they need anything, squash or otherwise, just come to me. But it's great seeing these girls develop their game, especially the ones just 1 or 2 years younger than me, and, you know, help them through their good times and the bad times, because, you know, it can be a frustrating sport, and we all need each other to, like, hold each other up, really.
Your team took a team trip to Greece before the season. It obviously, it's a great opportunity just to see a part of the world that you probably, you know, wouldn't get that opportunity. But to do it as a team, you know, obviously you'll do some training out there, but off the court, I mean, how much does a week like that bring a team together, and how much did it mean for this team?
Yeah, it meant so much, and we really thank the Friends of Princeton Squash for putting it together. And it was such a great opportunity for the team to come together, especially with some new freshmen, and, you know, it helps so much just build confidence with each other and be able to do things off the court, especially because in Greece it was so incredible to be able to see all the sights and then play some of the locals. But most of our time we did spend off the court, and it was really great to get to know each other at that different level than just on the court or in practice.
Since you've returned, obviously you guys had the big win against Stanford, but I know you've dealt with injuries. How difficult is it, especially as a senior, when you know this is kind of your last go-around, to try to keep yourself a little bit patient, knowing that, you know, you would love to have played a couple of those other matches, but the heart of the season is still coming up. How hard is it to just kind of remind yourself, focus on the big picture, and make sure you're ready when the team needs you most?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, especially coming in senior year. I'm so excited to play my last season with the team, and I'm just so excited, and I wish I could be on court every day, but you have to keep in mind that the biggest matches are coming up, and you want to be able to give it your all in the matches, and if that means rehabbing, spending hours in the training room, and just trying my hardest to be well for the matches, that's what you got to do. And sometimes it can be disappointing and frustrating, but if you keep that big picture in mind, it's helpful.
You get Dartmouth and then obviously Harvard this weekend at home. Harvard kind of the reigning power right now, but you also know that in a few weeks you'll be getting everybody back here, you know, at Jadwin for the Howe Cup. How important is it at this point just to kind of get that home court feeling, a little bit of a dominance there, starting hopefully with Dartmouth, and then knowing that, you know, if this team rounds into shape and kind of peaks at the right time, that, you know, you have the talent to really be a strong force that Howe Cup weekend.
Yeah, we love our home courts. We have really unique courts here at Jadwin, and some of the other teams aren't really used to it. So we love when we have a home season. And really, we're just going to use this weekend as a warm-up, and we'll put ourselves out there and probably try our best and see how it goes. And then luckily, we're back for the Howe Cup at home, and, you know, we'll be training here and getting ready for that. So we're really excited to just give it our all. We don't have anything to lose, so we're just going to go in firing.
You like that feeling? I mean, you know, there have been years where you know, a Princeton team has been the favorite. Obviously, this is a year where everybody's is looking at this Harvard team. Do you like that position of kind of being a little bit under the radar and giving yourself a chance to peak at the right time?
Yeah, I definitely think that's a great feeling to have, because the girls, when there's less pressure, you kind of just go in there and you can give it your all, and it doesn't, you know, there's no expectations, and you can just give it 100%, and then, you know, surprises happen, and they're feeling the pressure in these matches. And we're at home, we're comfortable, and they're really going to be put off by how strong we are.
And this is a court that you played on this main court for 4 years now. These are courts that can be tough to play if you're not used to them. It's people who don't play squash may not understand how important it is to be familiar with these courts, and for you, I mean, this main court out here, it's been home for you.
Yeah, definitely, because Jadwin, we're in a basement. Yep. It can get pretty warm, and our courts bounce a lot more than other courts do, and also some of them aren't glass back, so these girls come in here and if they haven't played on them before, they have no idea what's going on. And we train down here, and we're used to the heat, and we usually have really great fitness, and so we've been training hard, and I think that's to our advantage.
Now we'll focus on the men's side and talk to senior co-captain Ben Leisman. Ben has been, you know, the Leisman family has been, you know, a part of Princeton squash now for several years. His older sister Rachel, you know, 1 year older than Ben, was a freshman when he was a senior in high school, and you kind of talk about how her time at Princeton impacted his decision to come here. And, you know, he came to a program that, you know, before he got here, you know, this was a team that had you know, 2 years earlier won the national championship and was a top five team for the better part of a decade. And now, you know, a number of things have changed. One, obviously, you know, the unfortunate illness that you know, Bob Callahan suffered and that ultimately led to his passing a couple years ago, and you know, his retirement, and then the bringing on of Sean Wilkinson, the new head coach, and you know, a lot as well has changed just within the sport. If you look at what's happening in the sport right now, I mean, Trinity is Trinity, and they've remained that way for 15 years. But you know, the likes of Rochester and St. Lawrence, I mean, these programs have really taken over the top, and now, you know, Yale won the national title last year, but Yale just took an 8-1 loss to Rochester recently. And you know, Ivy League teams are struggling just to keep up. And Princeton certainly took the hit a few years back. And, you know, Ben has been part now of kind of this rebirth of Princeton squash. And I'm watching it. I've seen it happen. I've seen where it's come from over the last couple of years, where it is right now, and I have a sense of where it's going, and it's actually a pretty exciting time. It's a chance for them to, you know, really start to move up the ladder, and it, you know, it can take some big steps this weekend against Dartmouth and Harvard. And you know, historically we've looked at this weekend and we've just jumped straight to Harvard, but you know, this is a really, really important Dartmouth match on Saturday. It's a Dartmouth team that beat Princeton last year, beat them handily, frankly, up in Hanover, and a Dartmouth team that's ranked, I believe, 9th right now. So if Princeton can get that one, then you really start to think about getting into the top 8, getting back into that 8th flight. And obviously the Harvard match is a huge one. Harvard currently ranked 4th. That's a Sunday at 2:30. You know, so it's a big opportunity for Princeton at home to really kind of make its statement that it is getting back. You know, it may not be quite there yet, but it is on its way back, you know, to that upper level of that top level of teams in the sport. Lisman, a senior captain, has also played a big role in this team. You know, one of the exciting things about Princeton men's squash right now is, you know, it's top, you know, maybe 6 of its top 7 players are either freshmen or sophomores. So you're getting high level play from guys who are going to be here for 2 or 3 more years. And so, you know, he's been able to be a mentor, a leader to that group, while also playing, you know, having a big impact down at the 8 spot. And, you know, it was only 3 days ago, you know, he came as close as anybody to pulling off a win against top-ranked Trinity. So, big weekend, as I said. Let's go over the times again. The women at noon Saturday against Dartmouth, noon Sunday against Harvard. The men 2:30 Saturday against Dartmouth, 2:30 Sunday against Harvard. Let's hear now from Ben Lisman.
Ben, before we get to this season and this big weekend, you know, I want to go back and talk about kind of your decision to come here and these 4 years for you. I know, you know, you had a little bit more familiarity with the program because your sister was here before you. Your father played squash at Penn. I mean, your mother runs a squash. You know, squash has to be such a big part of your life. How difficult was the decision to come here, or did your sister's kind of time here, did that play a big part in your decision?
Yeah. My sister's time here, I think, really made me strongly consider Princeton, whereas I hadn't quite as much before. I hadn't actually really been on campus until visiting her freshman year, when she was a freshman here, and realizing, like, wow, this is an unbelievable campus with a phenomenal squash program. And knowing the legacy that Bob had at Princeton and the team's history, realized that this was really the place that I wanted to be. And over the past 4 years, it's been absolutely the right decision for me. I mean, I have loved my time here academically, been able to kind of push myself in the computer science department here, as well as athletically, and have been really fortunate to have Sean as a head coach and kind of been able to grow with him over the past 4 years and seen this team grow too.
At what point, because you came in, and even, you know, your senior year of high school was the year after Princeton won the national championship, but, you know, that was still a team that won the Ivy title. And at what point did you realize your time here that this was actually, not only you were going to have a new head coach and Sean Wilkinson, but that this was more of going to be a rebuilding process? And Was it a struggle at the start when you, you know, kind of had to accept that, or did you know it going in?
I think I knew going in when I heard from Bob, actually my senior spring, that he was retiring. And whenever a team goes through a transition with head coaches, it kind of takes some process of rebuilding. And especially after losing with the national championship teams, guys like Todd Herity, who won individual nationals, that kind of showed me that this would be a rebuilding process. So kind of the mindset that I've had since freshman year has been, how do we grow this team? How do we build this team again? And that's been a process that I've been really happy being a part of and have wanted my college squash experience to be like.
You know, you've been more than just a part of it. I mean, you basically walked into Princeton with Sean, and you've been part of his 4 years here. How much, you know, it's easy to win and have all the talent, but how much pride do you take in the growth? You know, this is, you're basically laying a new foundation kind of for the future of Princeton squash. How much pride have you taken in where this program has come over 4 years?
Oh, I take so much pride in that, and seeing how we've grown this program. Little things, for example, mobility is one thing that we did almost no mobility my freshman year. Did a little bit of stretching after practice and after matches, but nothing too serious. Whereas now we've realized that mobility is core to our program. And this year our injury rate has gone down significantly. So little things like that, and especially changes within team culture too, I think have really pushed the team in a good direction, as now we've found who we are as a team.
Let's talk about this group a little bit more in particular, because you are kind of you're the veteran now, and you're overseeing a really talented set of underclassmen that have kind of taken over the top of the lineup and middle of the lineup. How impressed have you been with not only talent, because you can recruit talent, but the effort that they've put into this program, the work ethic, and you know, so far early results, you know, you'd love to get a couple more wins, but you've played a pretty daunting schedule already. Just the performance so far.
Yeah, the performance and the effort that our guys put in day in, day out is really impressive, especially considering how young of a team we have. I think part of it is, like, we expect all of our players to put in the work, but what impresses me more is kind of the leadership aspect and how these guys have been able to achieve results. So looking at, like, freshmen, Aditya Raghavan, Gabe Morgan, and now Shahab Thabet are three freshmen playing in the top nine and leading the team from their first year. Similarly, we have Clark Doyle in the middle of the lineup. I guess farther up in the middle, he's been playing two for us. Cody Cortez, Spencer Anton. All these guys have had to put in a lot of effort to lead the team from kind of below, which has been great. So this year, it's been exceptional how the younger guys have stepped up, both from a performance side and from a leadership side.
For you, you know, you've played a lot in the lineup. You've been, you know, part of this, the kind of the varsity ladder here your whole career. But how has your game changed over the 4 years? And what have you seen? I mean, you know, you took the number one team in the country, you personally, you know, five games on Monday of the big weekend coming up. But what have you seen in your game? What's been the most growth this year?
Yeah, I think the most growth I've seen in my own game has been discipline. Learning to stand rallies longer and compete harder. And that's amazing. The league now is so tight that anybody can really beat anybody. Like, as we've seen with Trinity, was a tough match, but we had a lot of guys who were playing close matches there. Just yesterday, Rochester beat Yale 8-1 after losing 5-4 at Nationals last year.
Right.
So I guess personally what I've seen is that within my own game, I can beat, I like to think that I can beat anybody who I'm playing at whatever spot I am, and it's about performing on that day. So kind of that increase in confidence, that increase in, I guess, skill, and just the maturity that I now have as a senior is starting to come through.
This Dartmouth-Harvard trip last year was a tough weekend for you guys, you know, a tough way to start your Ivy season. You just mentioned it, outside of the top, you know, the Trinities and Rochester's right now, but the Ivy League looks like it could have some parity in it this year. It could have a team that kind of comes out of nowhere, and maybe that's you guys, but obviously it has to start this weekend. How much have you personally, especially after last year, and especially knowing that this is your last trip through the Ivy League, How much have you looked forward to this weekend?
Well, I've been thinking about this weekend since we played them last year. Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, the Ivy League play means so much to me personally as well as this team. And especially after playing each of these teams every year, again at Nationals, these matches are really meaningful. And being able to play them on our home courts with our fans here, it means the world to us. So, yeah, we're really stoked for the weekend. And personally, I've been looking forward to it for quite some time.
You know, Trinity's one thing, but you got those two early season wins here at Jadwin, and now you get Dartmouth here and Harvard here, and you'll get Penn and Drexel and you know, I think Columbia here. You have a chance to really do something special if you can capitalize at home. How important is it this weekend to really develop that? You know, when Princeton has been at its best, it was really hard to come in here and win. How important is it to get that mentality back to get a couple of wins here at Jadwin and know that you have that in the back of your hand the rest of the season?
Yeah, it's hugely important, especially against the teams that we're playing this weekend in Dartmouth and Harvard. I mean, both teams ranked in the top 8 in the country, and that's where we want to be at the end of the year. So getting a couple of wins under our belt and playing hard, fighting hard, it just kind of shows how – we'll show how tight the Ivy League is, and especially being at Jadwin with all of our fans here being – at our house. It's a really great place to play.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.